Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Ohio's utility regulator is being questioned over a recent conference and other travel. Dayton Daily News reporter Laura Bischoff has been investigating the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio because she says travel expenses aren't subject to much public scrutiny, and Ohio taxpayers often don't know where that money is going.
The Public Utilities Commission is something that impacts every single Ohio household and business because they do, regulate these utilities. Everybody needs to have electric and heat their houses and have a telephone line. And so, it behooves people to kind of pay attention to what they're doing because they set the rates and they set the regulation for these utilities that we all rely on.
You have reported on these questionable travel expenses by the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio. So when it came to this investigation, what is it that you learned?
All five commissioners went, as well as 15 employees of the Public Utilities Commission. And this was an event at the Hilton Orlando near Walt Disney World. And it was a five-day conference. And, the agenda did look pretty meaty, and they were scheduled for 8 hours a day. But it also looked like a pretty nice place to visit. And the total cost to utility customers was $34,660.
I'm wondering if you could put that into a context for me. A little over $34,000. Is that a reasonable amount to spend on training for staff at a government agency, or is that outside of the bounds a little bit?
It seemed a little high to me. I guess the thing that was questionable was that they sent 20 people. So that made it interesting to me.
What does the commission say in response to the questions about the travel expenses?
Well, they say that this Orlando trip was necessary, that PUCO is one of the largest commissions in the nation. I think it's like the fifth largest, and that that when you think about utilities, it crosses state lines. The pipelines and the transmission lines do cross state lines, and that they need to be in touch with other utility regulators in other states, etc.
There's another conference that the commission did that they did not finance, but it also is drawing some criticism, and that's the meeting held by the American Legislative Exchange Council. Why is that one drawing criticism?
ALEC is a powerful, somewhat secretive nonprofit. It's backed by corporate members, and then it also has legislative members from across the country, very, very predominantly conservative Republicans. It's backed by corporations like Philip Morris, Exxon Mobil, Pfizer, AT&T. It's sort of a corporate who's who that are behind this. And there's a lot of folks that think that ALEC is inviting these legislators into their conferences and then just basically handing them legislation then to go propagate in state houses across the country. Of course, the ALEC members say that's not the case. Certainly we hear about their model legislation and when we talk about it, but we're not a rubber stamp for ALEC. And in this case, ALEC hosted Todd Snitchler at two conferences, one in Cincinnati and one in Phoenix in 2011.
And Todd Snitchler is the chairman.
Todd Snitchler is he's the chairman of the PUCO. It's interesting. He has ruffled some feathers. A couple of controversial things that the PUCO has done under Snitchler. One is that they said no to a large solar power plant project that AEP wanted. That's American Electric Power. And then the other thing that Snitchler has kind of caught headlines on is that he has been very critical on his Twitter account of green energy and of global warming and things like that.
And I wonder, is it surprising that a government agency would have meetings with groups like ALEC or other groups that lobby for particular industries and businesses and positions?
Well, Todd Snitchler had been an Ohio House member, and he was an ALEC member while he was a state representative. It is a little surprising that he would continue to go to ALEC meetings as a regulator. One of the things that ALEC advocates for is free markets, limited government, reduced regulation. And here is the chief utility regulator for Ohio going, to not one, but two conferences sponsored by an entity that seeks to reduce regulation. So it's somewhat eyebrow raising in that regard.
That's Laura Bischoff with the Dayton Daily News. Chairman Todd Snitchler recently announced he will not be seeking reappointment when his term ends in April. A nominating commission is meeting this month, and they'll make recommendations to Governor Kasich, who then makes the final decision. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.